Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. free, free indeed, amen. Good God Almighty, I'm free. How many of y'all can say that you're free today? How many of you all know that you have the power and the authority to shake yourself loose and be free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? My Lord, my God, shake yourself loose, amen. My God, we just want to say thank you. For one more time, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh God, we come to give you all praise, glory, and honor. All belongs to you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you, Father God, for new mercy and new grace right now that you have given us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, bless the Lord at all times, everybody. His praise and the continue in your mouth, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. My soul, I decree and declare by the blood of Jesus Christ, in the power of his name, that my soul shall make this boast in the Lord. The armor shall hear of it and be glad, amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, saints, and let us exalt his name together, amen. Glory, hallelujah, to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the finish of our faith. Amen. Oh, my Lord, my God, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusted him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name right now, God, that you are moving a mighty way on this line today, bringing healing and deliverance, oh God. Let freedom take root and manifest in the life of your children right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I come against every stronghold and soul tie, shackle and chain of the enemy right now. And I decree and declare that you are set free, oh Lord of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, Lord, do unquestionable miracles in the life of your children around the world, amen, from nation to nation, city to city, house to house, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Move on us. Move on us right now. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Welcome, everybody, to the shout. Amen. I'm your host, Providence D. Chantel Manning. I thank God for everybody here today. Amen. I'm going to bring it down a little bit. I get excited. Amen. Because I serve Almighty God. I serve a good God. Amen. Do you serve, hallelujah, the Almighty God? Do you serve the good God? Amen. Hallelujah. So that you know there's no one greater than the God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hey, they call now more Shakaya. My God, my God. We come to Zion this day. Open up your mouth and shout. Evangelist Kimberly Rabbit, giving God our praise, glory and honor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So my shout today, a lot of people asking why I smile all the time. And I thought about when a person wins a race, you'll know that they're the victor because of their celebration. They're either going to jump, shout, smile, cheer. So my smile is my victory, and that's just showing God that I appreciate him for taking me out of the enemy's hand and making me his. And I thank God, and I'm going to continue to walk around with this big smile on my face and thanking God for the victory. It is definitely in him that I have it. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on there. See, you can tell. That's a good example that Evangelist David today. You are. You can tell who the winner is. You can tell. Hallelujah. Yeah, they come on. Listen, I want you to know. When somebody hits the lottery and the one that wins and the one that don't win, you can tell who the winner is. You didn't get the winner. Yeah, you know, but you better understand our praise or the reason why we do what we do, amen. You're looking at saying something got to be going on. Something wrong with that person. No, you don't just want to understand what God has done for me, what God has done for us, amen, that we're already victorious, amen. So you will know, hallelujah, yes. I got excited when we come back down. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Cousin Brenda, yeah, give God our praise, glory, and honor, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for another glorious day. I just came out of my yard, and I was back there praising God, picking up branches that had to be cut up. and say, Lord God, you didn't let this one hit the house. Lord God, you didn't let this one hit the house. Lord, you didn't let this one hit the house. Oh,
yes.
Mighty God, I just bless your name for your protection, Father God, for all your love for your children. Just keep us in your care. We bless your name, Lord. We bless your name. We bless your holy name. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. But our sister Sam, they said, I was counting the blessings as I picked up the branch, as I picked up what was left behind from the storm. I was just thanking God, counting the blessings. Lord, thank you. This one did it. Thank you, Lord God. Can you count the blessings in your life right now? How God has kept you, amen. How you weathered the storm, amen. When you can just count the blessings, when you take the time out and say, God, thank you for blessing my mom. Thank you for blessing my husband. Thank you for blessing my children. Lord, it's you that taught us. When you start again to count the blessings of the Lord, amen. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Won't he do it? Amen. If you just trust in him, if you just stay in that place of trusting and believing God to do it for you, guess what? He will show up and show out in your situation. Amen. He will protect you from that the enemy sent to kill you, that the enemy sent to harm you, to take you out. God will protect you that you can stand and count the blessings of the Lord. Amen. My God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Sister Dylan, go ahead, Mama, open your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. As I was listening to the song, say, shake yourself free and loose. My grandkids just looking at me, but I was singing. But I thank God that I'm alive this morning. He woke me up at 6:47 this morning and breathed breath into my lungs this morning. And I just give you all praise, honor, and glory to all you have done for me and what you're going to continue doing for me. But continue on the healing. I'm just thank you. Just thank you. Like Brenda Gale says, thank you for the tree didn't hit the house. Lord, I thank you for keeping us through the bad weather that we had. And nothing happened to the house. Everybody. Just thank you, Lord. Continue thanking them no matter what. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, Father God, because you're so worthy. You're worthy, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. Just a prayer of thanksgiving. Just thanking God for being the God that he is, the God in heaven. Amen. Just thanking God that there's a place for us right now because we believe that we're sitting in heavenly places with Christ Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. Christ. Just thanking God because he's almighty God, all-powerful God, that he is able to do all things with us. Just thanking God that it's him that gave us life and not ourselves. Just thanking God, hallelujah, to making a way out of nowhere. Oh, God, just thanking God for healing. When the doctor said that there was no treatment, there was no cure for it, God stopped seeing because he is God that can do all things with him. Because he's the Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who he is. Amen. When peace came to take, when trouble came to take your peace away, you stood on the word of God and he said that I give you the peace and not that the world gives, that the world can't take it away. That he is Jehovah Shalom. Amen. The Lord of peace. And we just want to say thank you. We prepare to pray a thanksgiving today. When the devil is trying to make you lose your mind, but God bless you, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, when you was looking around out of the window stairs, didn't know who you was or where you was at, God brought you back. You got so much to be thankful for. Call your blessings on today because God kept you when your children was out there and the world was beating them down and beating them up and trying to take them out. But God, my Lord, my God, so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So don't you keep your shout to yourself. Don't you keep your glory, glory, hallelujah to yourself. Don't you keep your amen to yourself. Open up your mouth and shout because he's worthy. He's more than worthy, amen. Glory to God. Just to kind of open up your mouth and shout, give God all praise going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Connie. My God,
yes,
she's
I'm sorry.
On
yes, I'm sorry. I didn't hear my name. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. But yes, I do want to shout today. I just want to let you know just a little small something. I was in one of the water lines because I had went to 3 grocery stores with no water. So they said, okay, we're going to have this line over here in Missouri City. So I'm in the line for 2 hours. So when it got time for my turn, they started distributing and you have to move up, truck wouldn't start. Now you know our people hollering and honking and mad because I'm holding up the line. And I didn't even get upset. I just quietly close my eyes. You know what I need. And you know I need you right now. Right? Do you know when I turn it, it started? And the girl came down. The girl who was directing traffic, she said, "What's wrong?" I said, my truck won't start. And I said, "Well, what are you going to do?" I said, "I've already done it. I've said a prayer. I said, I'm getting ready to start it now." And do you know, I turned that key and it started. And me and her high-fived, and she said, "Won't he do it?" I said, "Yes, he will."
Didn't he do it?
Hey,
hallelujah. Hey, man, mm-hmm. Glory to God. When you just trust God with no doubt, that's the kind of faith right there that God wants us to have, that kind of trust and know that if you can speak those things, and it shall be, because you have the power and authority to do so. But in order to have that power and authority, you got to have faith. And that's what moves God, is our faith. Amen. You spoke with faith. That's the, you know, that unwavering faith, believing faith. That you saw the young lady we go see, said, "No, I've already taken care of it. I've already prayed about it and started the car, and it was so." Amen. God did it again. Amen. God bless you, Sister Connie. Thank you for the testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless everyone today. I hope you all are enjoying your day, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and he made it for you to enjoy it. The devil is, of course, at work, but we will not give him, hallelujah, we will not give him any credit. Amen. We give all credit to God. Amen. Because God is able. I want to lift up our sister and friend today. She's on the call, but she's at work. Sister Darvina, Evangelist Darvina Dudley, we pray God continue to strengthen you, God. You may the peace of the Lord be your portion and overtake. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May you find favor with all mankind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank God for you. We love you. And we're praying for you always. In Jesus' name, we pray. To God be the glory. You all, I'm just so excited. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to do our first Tickle-Me Tuesdays, you all. Tickle-Me Tuesdays. I had a good time. I don't know about you all that was in attendance, but I truly enjoyed myself. It was a time of laughter, a time to just, you know, be a time of freedom, just to be free and laugh and enjoy and understand that even in this walk, you can enjoy comedy. The Bible says that laughter is good for the soul. You know, we need that. We're talking about our minds. It breaks things off our minds when we're able to laugh and have a good time in this life. And I just had a really, really good time on last night at 6 o'clock. We had a good time. I know me, my mom, my husband, Evangelist, family welfare did. I don't know about the rest of you all that was on there, but I had a chance to speak to them directly, and they let me know how much they enjoyed it. And that means a lot to me, y'all, because this is my craft. This is what I do for a living. I'm a pastor as well, but this is what I do. I write plays and produce plays and do stand-up comedy. So this is how I make my money. And so just to have an opportunity after a year not being able to be in the theater and to be able to perform, to be able to bring that and use that to bring laughter to God's people was very important to me, dear and near to my heart. So I hope you all enjoyed it. Amen. God bless everyone. Today, you all, I want to talk a little bit about here on the shout as we learn and as we grow even more. Understanding life is a temporary assignment for all, the rich, the poor, the needy, the hurt, the blameless. You all, life is a temporary assignment, and understand that none of us is going to stay here. We didn't come to stay. We came to do what God called us to do. Amen. Which is to serve the Lord our God, that all will be saved. Amen. So understand life on earth is a temporary assignment. The Bible is full of metaphors, you all, that teach the brief, temporary, and transient nature of life on earth. Life is described as a mist, a fast runner, a breath, a wisp of smoke, you all. The Bible says, "For we were born but yesterday. Our days on earth are as transient as a shadow." See, to make the best use of your life, you must never forget two truths, you all. First, compared with eternity, life is extremely brief. It is extremely brief. Second, earth is only a temporary residence. Excuse me, y'all. You won't be here long at all, so don't get too attached to this world. Ask God to help you see life on earth as he sees it. See, David prayed, "Lord, help me to realize how brief my time on earth will be. Help me to know that I am here for but a moment more." See, repeatedly, God's word compares life on earth to temporary living in a foreign country. See, this is not your permanent home or final destination, you all. You're just passing through, just visiting earth, you all. The Bible uses terms like alien and pilgrim and foreigner, stranger, visitor, and traveler to describe our brief stay on earth. See, David said, "I am but a foreigner here on earth." And St. Peter explained, "If you call God your father, live your time as temporary residence on earth." See, just understanding you all, hallelujah, that life is a temporary assignment. It's a temporary assignment, y'all. Your identity is in eternity, and your homeland is heaven. See, once you fully grasp this truth, y'all, you will stop worrying about having it all on earth. See, God is very blunt about the danger of living for here and now and adopting the values and priorities and lifestyles of the world around us. See, when we front with the temptations of our culture, God calls it spiritual adultery. I want you to understand that God calls this spiritual adultery. See, the Bible says you're cheating on God. If all you want is your own way, flirting with the world every chance you get, you end up enemies of God in his way. See, imagine if you were asked by your country to be an ambassador to an enemy nation. You would probably have to learn a new language and adapt to some customs and cultural differences in order to be polite and accomplish your mission. See, as an ambassador, you would not be able to isolate yourself from the enemy. To fulfill your mission, you would have to have contact and relate to them. See, but suppose you became so comfortable with this foreign country that you fell in love with it, referring it to your homeland. See, your loyalty and commitment would change. Your role as an ambassador would be compromised. See, instead of representing your own home country, you would start acting like the enemy. You'll be a traitor, you all. See, the Bible says we are Christ's ambassadors. So sadly, even many people who think of themselves as followers of Jesus Christ often forget this spiritual truth. They have foolishly concluded that because they live on earth right now, it's their permanent home. It is not, you all. See, St. Peter said, friends, this world is not your home, so don't make yourself cozy in it. Don't indulge your ego at the expense of your soul. See, God wants us, you all, to not get too attached to what's around us because it is all temporary, no matter who you are or where you are. See, we're told, you all, that those in frequent contact with the things of the world should make good use of them without becoming attached to them. For this world and all it contains will pass away. I tell my children all the time, do not get attached to anything or anyone in this world because all is temporary. See, compared with other centuries, you all, life has never been easier for much of the world. We are constantly entertained, amused, and catered to with all the fascinating attractions and mesmerizing media and enjoyable experiences available today. It's easy to forget that the pursuit of happiness is not what life is about. Only as we realize that life is a test, a trust in a temporary assignment in preparation for eternity, will the appeal of these good but secondary things lose their grip on our lives. We are prepared for something even better. Amen. These things we see now are here today and gone tomorrow, but the things we can't see now will last forever. Amen. See, the fact that earth is not our ultimate home, it explains why we experience difficulty, sorrow, and rejection in this world. It also explains why some of God's promises seem unfulfilled, some prayers seem unanswered, some circumstances seem unfair. This is not the end of the story, you all. In order to keep us from becoming